Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with the 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Jimmy from Marlboro.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hi, Kennedy.
He is taking his daughter, Maddie, to a doctor's appointment. She goes to Sacred Heart in Connecticut, and I imagine is a Tate McRae fan. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. Will you guys kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Okay. Good luck.
Jimmy, you still
Thank
with
you.
Us?
Yes.
Okay. All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she has now gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Cardi B was asked by a fan online why she keeps getting pregnant, and her response was, because I keep having sex.
Well, that'll do it.
Who is Cardi B expecting her fourth child with?
That would be the Patriots wide receiver, Stephon Diggs.
Question number two. 18 years ago today in 2007, the first episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians premiered. Which network did it air on from 2007 to 2021?
That would be the Bravo network.
Question number three. Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl sold 4 million copies in its first week, which is a record in the modern era, and every song has made it to the top of the Billboard Hot 100. How many songs are on the album?
12.
What's your favorite song on the album, Jimmy?
He's listening to the show, Dan. I don't hate it. Question number four.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Graham Norton says Mark Wahlberg was the worst guest he's ever had on his talk show because he showed up drunk. Name the movie Wahlberg starred in alongside Will Ferrell, where they play two hapless NYPD detectives who finally get a case big enough to prove they have what it takes.
The Good Guys.
And question number five. Apple TV Plus will now just be called Apple TV without the plus. Apple calls it, quote, a vibrant new identity. What streaming service has more paid subscribers? Apple TV or HBO Max?
Maddie's saying HBO Max.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Well, she's a smart girl. You should listen to her.
Yes. What are you studying at Sacred Heart, Maddie?
Nursing.
Nursing. Oh, that's awesome. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Jimmy, with an assist, it seems like, maybe from Maddie, got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
It's a soft ding today.
There it is. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Cardi B was asked by a fan online why she keeps getting pregnant, and her response was, because I keep having sex. Who is Cardi B expecting her fourth child with?
Stephon Diggs?
That is correct. 1-1. 18 years ago today in 2007, the first episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians premiered. Which network did it air on from 2007 to 2021?
E?
It was E, not Bravo. 2-1. Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl sold 4 million copies in its first week, which is a record for the modern era. And every song made it to the top of the Billboard Hot 100. How many songs are on the album?
12.
3-2. Question number 4. Graham Norton says Mark Wahlberg was the worst guest he ever had on his talk show because he showed up drunk. Name the movie Wahlberg starred in alongside Will Ferrell, where they play two hapless NYPD detectives who finally get a case big enough to prove they have what it takes.
The Other Guys?
Yes, The Other Guys. 4-2. Question number 5. Apple TV Plus will now just be called Apple TV. Without the plus, they're calling it, quote, a vibrant new identity.
Underselling it, really.
Figure it out.
Well, I think was Apple TV used to be the device. Remember the little black thing that Apple TV sold? Yeah, I have one. I have a couple of them.
No, just call it what it is. Why do they got to keep changing names?
Well, because I think they got rid of the hardware, and now they're just,
who cares? HBO Max, HBO, who cares?
Yeah,
just call it what it is.
Kennedy, who has more streaming service subscribers, Apple TV or HBO Max?
No. HBO Max.
Yeah, they have 100 million. Apple TV has 30 million. 5-3 is the final score. Wow. That was pretty good. That was pretty good, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Yep. So, Jimmy, unfortunately, you don't get the $100. Kennedy gets the win. But you did win yourself a pair of tickets to go see Doechii. Oh, that's right. We're doing Doechii here. I don't know why I said Tate McRae earlier. We're doing a pair of Doechii tickets October 19th at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway. So you enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Drive safe, too. It's crappy weather out
there. It really is.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Hi, this is Jimmy and Maddie in the car, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Lori from Billerica.
Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Just dropped your son off at school. What's his name?
Matthew.
Matthew. Well, you tell Matthew we say hello next time you see him.
I will.
All right. Well, you get Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions, Lori. You answer more of them correctly, and you are going to win yourself $1,000 this morning, okay?
Okay.
That's a great way to start a short week. Question number 1. Today in 1994, Pulp Fiction hit theaters. It was nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars, but lost to this Tom Hanks movie about a slow-witted man who finds himself in the middle of many historical events and figures throughout his life. Name that movie.
Forrest Gump.
The creator of K-pop Demon Hunters shut down the idea of a live-action version. Quote, there's so many elements of the tone and the comedy that are so suited for animation. In K-pop Demon Hunters, what is the song that launches the career of the Soulja Boys?
Golden.
Question number 3. This singer turns 47 today. Take a listen to one of their biggest hits and then name them. Name the artist.
Oh, I'm going to guess
what were you
Jodeci.
Doing in the early 2000s?
Who did you say? Jodeci?
Jodeci.
My heart weeps right now, Dan. Question number 4. Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl sold 4 million copies in its first week, which is a record for the modern era, and all 12 songs take up the top 12 spots on the Hot 100. On the album, Taylor has a track titled After a Hollywood Starlet from the Past. What is the name of that song?
I don't know.
Question number five. A new poll by CBS claims people who've already bought Halloween candy will eat their way through their whole stash not once but twice before they make it to the 31st.
Been there.
What does CVS in the store name actually stand for?
What does CVS stand for?
Yeah.
Gosh, I have no idea.
Same, girl, same. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That's a tough one.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And I understand you're an engineer, right?
I am, yep.
What type of engineer?
A chemical engineer.
Ooh. Very cool. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Lori got 1 out of 5 correct.
Sooch.
Not going to lie, I was hoping she was going to say train engineer, but
she's way smarter than us.
Yeah, chemical's cool, too. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Today in 1994, Pulp Fiction hit theaters. It was nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars, but it lost to this Tom Hanks movie about a slow-witted man who finds himself in the middle of many historical events and figures throughout his life. Name that film.
Forrest Gump.
That was a good year for movies, huh?
It was a great year.
Wow.
I think Shawshank was up for Best Picture that year, too.
Oh, wow.
Tied to one question number two. The creator of K-pop Demon Hunters shut down the idea of a live-action version, saying there's so many elements of the tone and the comedy that are so suited for animation in K-pop Demon Hunters. What is the song that launches the career of the Soulja Boys?
Soda Pop?
2-1. This singer turns 47 today. Take a listen to one of their biggest hits and then name them. Name the artist.
That's Usher.
It is Usher, not Jodeci.
Ooh.
3-1. Question number four. Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl sold 4 million copies in its first week, which is a record for the modern era. All 12 songs take up the top 12 spots on the Hot 100. Now, on the album, Taylor has a track titled After a Hollywood Starlet from the Past. What is the name of that song?
Elizabeth Taylor.
It is Elizabeth Taylor. 4-1. Question number five. A new poll by CVS claims that people who've already bought Halloween candy will eat their way through their whole stash not once but twice before they make it to the 31st.
What's a rookie move to buy it too early.
Facts.
What does CVS in the store name actually stand for?
Come visit the store.
Come visit the store. It's actually not bad. No, it is Consumer Value Stores, apparently.
CVS is way better.
Yeah. The more you know. I'm here to educate.
Ding, ding, ding. Thank you, Dan.
4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Lori, unfortunately, don't get the $1,000. But we really do appreciate you listening and playing this morning.
And chemical engineering,
whatever that is.
Yes, yes. All right, Lori, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
All right, my name is Lori from Billerica, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with the 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Haley from Natick.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Living the dream, right, Kennedy?
Living the dream always, Carson.
L-I-V-I-N?
Mm-hmm.
Haley, will you kick Kennedy out?
I'll try.
All right, good.
Bye, Kennedy.
Bye, Kennedy.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, and you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She is, in fact, now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. Shaboozey has teamed up with Domino's Pizza to create a new jingle. In the very first line of Shaboozey's hit, a bar song, he sings, "My baby won a blank. She's been telling me all night long." What does she want?
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Question number 2. Jennifer Aniston revealed the one final career goal she has left. It's Broadway, saying, "I haven't done theater yet because it terrifies me, but maybe someday." What is the name of the award show that recognizes excellence in live Broadway theater?
The Tonys.
Question number 3. Taylor Swift's The Life of Showgirl sold 4 million copies in its first week, which is a record for the modern era. And all 12 songs take the top 12 spots on the Hot 100. There is only one feature on the entire album. Who is it?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Let's go.
It's not a bad feature if you can get it.
Not bad, not bad. Kylie Jenner faced backlash for a Kylie Cosmetics promo showing her arrested in black leather and handcuffs. Who is Kylie Jenner currently dating?
Timothée Chalamet.
Question number 5. F1, the movie, will be available to stream in December. It'll happen December 12th exclusively on Apple TV. Who is the star of F1, the movie?
Brad Pitt.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you doing today, Haley?
Probably just applying for jobs.
Oh, are we unemployed?
Yes, I'm a recent master's degree graduate, and it has not been an easy time.
Well, what do you do? What do you want to do? Tell the people. Maybe we can get you something.
I want to be... So my degree is in psychology, and I'm hoping to be in some sort of research at, you know, either a academic institution or a medical facility, nonprofit, anything like that.
Well, congrats on getting your master's, first off.
All right, Thank Boston, you. You heard her. Let's do it.
All right, Haley from Natick, in need of work. Do your thing.
Do your thing.
Somebody's got to know about that career more than us.
100%. Psychologists listen to us to feel better about their lives.
It's true. Yeah.
You can use this as a reference if it helps.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go, Kennedy. By the way, Haley got 4 out of 5.
Ooh,
she's clearly smart. Yep. Employers.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number 1. Shaboozey has teamed up with Domino's Pizza to create a new jingle. Now, in the very first line of his hit, a bar song, Tipsy, he sings, "My baby won a blank.
Birkin.
She's been telling me all night long, a Birkin." Yes, a purse, 1-0.
$30,000 purse, just FYI.
Jennifer Aniston revealed that the one final career goal she still has left, Broadway, saying, "I haven't done theater because it terrifies me, but maybe someday." What is the name of the awards show that recognizes excellence in live Broadway theater?
The Tony Awards.
That is correct. Question number 3. Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl, Kennedy. I don't know but if you heard, but it did pretty well.
I've heard she did something.
Yeah, sold a few copies. Yeah. 4 million, to be exact. There's only one feature on the entire album. Who is it? We got her. We got her, Dan.
Sabrina Carpenter?
I guess we
do. We don't have her. I never even got my hopes up.
3-2, question number 4. Kylie Jenner faced backlash for a Kylie Cosmetics promo showing her arrested in black leather and handcuffs. Who is Kylie Jenner currently dating?
Timothée Chalamet.
And he drags her to every New York sporting event that she doesn't want to go to.
Don't make me sit in the front row.
Dan, do you have those images, by the way? I want to clutch my pearls and shake my fist at them.
Oh, the Kylie Cosmetics promo?
Yeah.
They're not great.
I'm sure they're somewhere on the internet.
Really?
They're not great.
You don't have them? You can't send them right to me?
No, I don't have them. They're not hanging up
in my
bedroom.
Because I know I'm not going to like it. I'm going to want to judge her for them.
That's right. Do the Arthur fist.
Kylie Jenner in black leather and handcuffs. That's the worst. Question number 5, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
F1, the movie, will be available to stream December 12th exclusively on Apple TV. Who is the star of F1, the movie?
Brad Pitt.
It is Brad Pitt. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Haley, you don't get the cash, but hopefully, let's find Haley some work.
Let's do. Do your thing. Like,
Haley,
for real.
How do we? Let's say somebody is listening and they're looking for somebody with a master's degree in your world. How would they find you?
I mean, I'm on LinkedIn.
Okay.
It'll say that I went to Brandeis.
Brandeis. How do you spell your first name?
Hailey.
Hailey. Should we give her last name on the air so people can find her?
It's up to her.
If you want to give your... No, you don't have to. All right, go.
Well, how bad do you want a job?
I tell you what. Email me, kennedy@mix1041.com. Email me your info. If anybody calls in, I'll send it to you. How's that? Fair?
Okay, sure. Sounds good.
Anything for you, sister. Anything for you.
And where do you see yourself in 5 years with this company, Haley?
Ugh.
Hopefully still there.
That's good advice.
Haley, what would you describe as your biggest weakness?
Oh my God, stop.
wanting to take too much work on at once.
That's going to get you dinged.
Answer.
Yeah, my weakness is I work too hard. Yeah,
I care about this company too much.
Well, best of luck in your search for work, Haley.
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I cannot beat Kennedy.
Wow. I showed up in work boots for my interview here.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Heather from Weymouth.
Hey, Heather.
Hi, Kennedy. Hi, Carson. Hi, Dan.
Hi. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Heather?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Heather, have you ever played before?
I have.
And how did you do?
I've beaten her twice, but I've lost like 3 times.
Wow. All right.
Have you ever beaten her for the big money?
No.
$1,000 on the line right now, Heather. Get more right than Kennedy, and you win the money. If you lose, that'll put you at 3-3. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. DNCE is the latest artist to drop a Diddy lyric from one of their songs. The lyric originally said, "Walk for me, baby, I'll be Diddy, you'll be Naomi." The lyric was featured in their only hit, "Cake by the Ocean." Which Joe Bro was in that group?
Joe Jonas.
Did you know that TiVo was still a thing? Well, it was, but it's not anymore. They've ceased operation, apparently. What was TiVo?
The original, like, DVR.
Question number 3. Hillary Clinton inadvertently set up a thirst trap when she posted some throwback photos. People are comparing young Hillary to Sydney Sweeney and Sabrina Carpenter. What instrument did her husband, President Bill Clinton, famously play?
The saxophone.
An online petition has been started to replace Bad Bunny with this country legend at the Super Bowl halftime show. So far, it has over 4,500 signatures. His songs include Amarillo by Morning, Baby Blue, and I Cross My Heart. Who is he? All right, in question number five, Woody Allen wrote a touching tribute to Diane Keaton. Which iconic rom-com did they star in together?
I don't know. It's not coming to me.
Oh, you were cooking with gas in the first half.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Whew, you were smoking at the beginning.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi, how'd we do?
Heather got 3 out of 5.
Well done.
She's beat you twice before.
Oh, my God, really?
Yep. We buried the lead there. We didn't know.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
$1,000 on the line for Heather. DNCE is the latest artist to drop a Diddy lyric from their song. The lyric originally said, "Walk for me, baby. I'll be Diddy, you'll be Naomi." This lyric was featured in their only hit, Cake by the Ocean. Which Joe Bro was the lead singer of that group?
Joe.
Tied at one. Did you know that TiVo is still a thing?
No.
Well, it was. It's not anymore, apparently. What was TiVo?
It was a way to record TV shows on your TV.
That's right. The original DVR. I had that thing forever.
Beep, boop.
I loved TiVo. Tied at two. That little, remember the little character, the little TV?
Beep, boop.
Yeah.
Boop, boop. Very specific sounds.
Question number three. Hillary Clinton inadvertently set a thirst trap when she posted some throwback photos. People are comparing young Hillary to Sydney Sweeney and Sabrina Carpenter. Which instrument did her husband, President Bill Clinton, famously play?
The saxophone.
Dan, do you have those photos?
I'm sure I can find them.
Yeah, you want to send those over along with the other photos I was asking about?
I would assume they're on the former senator's Instagram.
I love you calling the former senator. Tied at three, question number four. An online petition has been started to replace Bad Bunny with this country legend at the Super Bowl halftime show. So far, it has 4,500 signatures. His songs include Amarillo by Morning, Baby Blue, and I Cross My Heart. Who is he?
George Strait.
George Strait is correct. 4-3. Question number five. Woody Allen wrote a touching tribute to Diane Keaton. Which iconic rom-com did they star in together?
Annie Hall.
Annie Hall is it. They did a fantastic piece on her over the weekend on the Today Show.
Uh-huh.
You have a chance. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yeah. What an amazing human.
Yes. Magic. Mm-hmm. That's what somebody called it. It's very good. Well, 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Heather, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you for calling in to play again.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a good day. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Heather from Weymouth, and I can't beat Kennedy.
For the third time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.